Number 7. Applicants experience considerable difficulty in completing the data protection section of the information leaflet. There are 16 mandatory points in this section. These points are numbered. Please retain the numbering when you are drafting the data protection points for your information leaflet. Data protection point 1 relates to the purpose or reason for processing data. Data protection point 2 relates to the Article 6 legal basis for processing data and the Article 9 condition for processing special category data. Please ensure you match the legal basis and condition to the legal basis and condition that you have identified in the Data Protection Impact Assessment form. Data Protection Point 3 relates to the recipients of the data. Please ensure you match the information you provide in this point with the information that you have provided in question E2.4 of the application, and if you have named organisations which are data processors in response to question E2.2 of the application form. Point 4 of the data protection section relates to how long data will be stored for. Please match your response to the answer you provided in section E3 of the application form. Point 5 relates to the risks to research participants of their data being processed in this research study. You must inform the participants of any risks or implications which might arise. Point 6 relates to the right of participants to withdraw their consent and how they can do so. Point 7 relates to the right of participants to lodge a complaint with the Data Protection Commission, should they wish, and how they can do so. Point 8 relates to the rights of the participants to request access to their data and a copy of it, unless their request would make it impossible or very difficult to conduct the research. Point 9 relates to the right of research participants to restrict or object to processing, unless their request would make it impossible or make it very difficult to conduct the research. Point 10 relates to the right of research participants to have any inaccurate information about them corrected or deleted, unless such a request would make it impossible or very difficult to conduct the research. Point 11 relates to the right of research participants to have their data deleted, again, unless such a request would make it impossible or very difficult to conduct the research. Point 12 relates to the right of data subjects to data portability, meaning that they have the right to move their data that relates to them from one data controller organisation to another in readable format. Point 13 relates to automated decision making, including profiling. Participants have the right to be informed if this research study involves automated decision making. They also, as per point 14, have the right to object to automated decision making, should they wish. In point 15, research participants must be informed if it is intended to further process their personal data, and they must be provided with information on that other purpose. Finally, in point 16, research participants must be informed if there is an intention to transfer their data to a country outside the EU, and they must be informed of the safeguards which have been put in place to protect their data. 16 data protection points must appear in your own data protection paragraph. Please ensure that you use the pronoun you when addressing the research participants, as in your data. You have the right to, we will inform you, etc. The final 16 data protection points in your information leaflet should be specific and accurate in respect of your research study.